Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and this is True Religion Radio. I am your host, and today we're going to talk about what happens after death. So, basically, if you understand the scriptures, you know that death isn't the end. As a matter of fact, death is a new beginning. What happens at death is that spirit that we were given from our Father before we came to this world, that spirit goes home to that God that gave it life. And there, the spirit will realize, as it stands in the light of God, whether or not it's clean or whether or not it isn't. And if it's clean, then it goes to a place of rest, often referred to as paradise. And if it isn't clean, well, then it's going to be consigned of its own free will and volition to a place where it can be with other like miserable creatures. And believe me when I tell you, there's no way that I can even begin to describe what paradise is like. Nor can I begin to describe what the alternative is like. But I have had individuals who I have personally known that have experienced both. Whether or not I have or not, I'm not going to share that. What I will tell you is this, is that I know they exist. Both of them exist. Now, paradise is a place of rest. It's a place of peace. It's a place of instruction. It's a place for individuals to learn more truth than they were able to learn here on this earth. And of course, all truth comes from Jesus Christ. So what they're going to learn more about is Jesus Christ. Now, if you read Paul's words, he stated that for this cause was the gospel preached to the dead, that they might live according to the Spirit, and also, right, learn according to the flesh. So, long story short, is the question is what happens to those individuals that didn't know the gospel while they lived on this earth? What about those individuals that didn't know who Jesus Christ was? And even today, we're talking a massive part of the population that doesn't know who Jesus Christ is. And to consider those individuals as nothing more than refuse, to me, is a crime, because God loves all of his children. He wants all of us to receive as much truth as we are willing to accept. And you can't say that you know what the truth is unless you know who Jesus Christ is, and unless you know his gospel, the true gospel of Jesus Christ, undiluted and pure in its form. And there's no way that there could ever be a heaven without him. It's impossible. How many times have we tried on this earth to build utopias? And every time that one has been built, that was built by men without inspiration from God, without subjection to his principles and rules, it's failed miserably. Well, the same thing is true about heaven. The same thing is true about paradise. It can't be paradise without Jesus Christ, without him teaching and people conforming to the truth. Now, I'm a big believer that which we refer to as the Ten Commandments is pretty much a universal law. I don't know of any society that says it's okay for you to kill. I don't know of any society that says it's okay for you to steal. I don't know of any society that says it's okay to disrespect your mom or your father. I don't know of any society that doesn't have its holy days. My point is that there's basic human truths that are required for a society to function in a healthy manner. And when you take away those basic rules, again, the Ten Commandments, then society begins to crumble until it ultimately collapses. So when you get to paradise, those rules are pretty much one of the requirements for getting in. You can't get into paradise if you haven't at least been obedient to what I refer to as the laws of conscience. So individuals that are obedient to laws of conscience are admitted into paradise. Those that aren't, well, once again, they're going to end up in a place they don't want to be. Now, we also know that individuals that are in paradise have described it as everything there is not only just beautiful, but communicates. And that's flowers, trees, animals, right? I mean, just all, everything does. And it's everything there sings the praises of God. So it's just beautiful. It's a place of rest. So when someone departs this world, as long as they have really been good people, basically, they're going to end up in paradise. I know this is true, and I know it doesn't matter what religion they belong to, because when you get to paradise, that's where progression can begin, and the things you didn't know can be taught you. I also know that individuals that are, let's just say, in hell, won't be left there for the most part. If we talk about David, who was not only just the king of Israel, but as Jesus said, none of these things did he sin, except for in the case of Uriah the Hittite. David wrote in the Psalms that thou shalt not leave my soul in hell, nor shalt thou suffer thine Holy One to be to see corruption. So what does that mean? Well, that means that David, who was a murderer and an adulterer, and when you commit murder, there's no way for you to repent, he knew that he was going to be cast down to hell. He knew that his sins required that kind of justice. And yet he rejoiced because he knew that his soul would not be left in hell, would not remain there, that he would pay whatever price was required for his sins, and then he would be redeemed. But understand this. Being redeemed is different than being exalted or being with the Savior in his kingdom. See, as I said, Paul explained that following our time in the world of spirits after our death, the day is going to come when we're going to be resurrected. And then we're going to be judged. And depending on the truth we accepted and the truth we rejected, that's going to determine where we end up in the eternity. See, individuals that reject truth can't live with God because they just don't have the intelligence to live there. It's just that simple. They don't have the glory to live there, and they literally would be consumed in the presence of God. So God has made provisions for individuals that don't have the ability to become like Christ. And so what we see is that, as Paul explained, that in the resurrection, there are bodies celestial, bodies terrestrial, and bodies telestial. And bodies celestial are individuals that have the glory of the sun in the sky. That's the brightness and glory is that great. Now, glory can easily be defined as intelligence, which means that their intelligence is that great. So they're the greatest of the intelligences. It has nothing to do with how you do in school. It has nothing to do with how smart you are in this world. It has everything to do with the amount of truth that you're willing to accept and the amount of truth that you're willing to live. It's that simple, which is why Jesus Christ commanded all men to repent. Why? Because if you don't repent, then you're stuck living lies. And if you're living lies, then you're going to be damned. You're going to have to pay for your sins to whatever degree is required, and ultimately you're going to end up with a lesser resurrection. So the next resurrection the Bible talks about is the terrestrial resurrection, where the glory is the same as that of the moon and the sky. And we know that the moon is amazing. It's a beautiful light, but it pales in comparison to the glory of the sun. And then, of course, it also talks about the glory of the stars and how one star differs in glory one from another. And that, my friends, is the telestial resurrection, those individuals who receive a telestial body. Now, I know that individuals that spend time in hell, regardless of the amount, those are the individuals that, as long as they haven't committed the unpardonable sin, they'll be resurrected as telestial beings, and their glory will be that of the stars, because they sought their own glory instead of seeing the glory of God. So really, the choice is ours. What kind of resurrection do we want? Now remember, it's all based on the amount of truth you're willing to accept and the amount of truth you're willing to live. It's not enough to say, I know the truth. You have to actually live it. You have to obey the truth. And that's going to decide what kind of resurrection you're going to get. And remember, if you don't learn here, you will learn in the next life. But if you have the opportunity here to learn the truth and you reject it, You need to repent. You need to get back to those principles. This is Paul Drockton. God bless and have a great day.